Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. I wanted to ask about the incarceration point.
Okay.
Because were you dealing drugs?
I was dealing a lot of drugs.
Okay.
I was stealing stuff.
So you had burglary charges?
I have, automotive theft charges.
Okay.
Stole a jet ski.
Okay.
Stole numerous vehicles.
Okay.
So between the time I was 29 and 33, I accumulated, I think it was 9 felony points.
Okay.
So in between that time, I went to prison too. So I got caught with some car thefts and the meth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting in Ramsey County Jail waiting for, to be seen by the judge, and this was after I'd already got out on 20 years probation.
Okay.
And I got another charge, and I went in to see the judge, and I told the judge, at some point during that period of incarceration, I had an awakening as far as, like, I just need to own responsibility for my actions, because I wanted to change at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went in front of the judge. I told the judge, it's like, I'm guilty. Just want to execute my time, go to prison. I'll do, I did all this. I want to just be done with it. And he didn't want to send me to prison. He's like, are you sure about this? He's like, this is, your first time going to prison. This is your whatever. And he's like, I think you need to go back to your cell and sit on it and think about it and then come back and we'll talk about it again. So they sent me back to my cell, and next time I went back into the judge's chambers, I told him again, I just want to execute my time and go. And so they sent me to prison for 13 months to execute my sentence,
mm-hmm,
of the time that I had left. So I had already done, a little over a year.
Okay.
In
now,
the county,
when you're in prison, had you come to the new... A new relationship with Christ? Have
no.
You have not gotten saved yet?
Not gotten saved
so
yet.
So I'm dying to find out the saved part, George.
You bet.
All right, so I got out of prison in 2005.
After serving 13 months?
Yep.
Okay.
And I was doing good for about 9 months, and I ran into an old girlfriend, and she had some drugs, and one thing led to another. I was using again.
Okay.
Within, within a few months, I was just a complete wreck. I was doing things I never, ever would imagine I would ever done. That rage that you were talking about earlier truly came out then, and I was completely demonic. So in March of 2007, I was arrested for second-degree assault with a deadly weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sitting in the jail cell in Washington County, and I got this guy. My little brother's in the same block with me, and one of his buddies kept coming up to me and telling me, you got to come to this Bible study with us on Friday night. It's like, no, man, you can keep your God. I don't want him.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept bugging me. So finally it was like, all right, I'll go. Just leave me alone. And I was still waking up from the fog. I mean, my brain was just mush. I didn't have any real, I don't know, I just wasn't there. And Keith, the guy that was leading the Bible study from Woodbury Lutheran Church,
mm-hmm,
he's going through the book of John. We're in chapter 14, and he reached John 14:6, and Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. And all the lights went off in my head. Everything just, like, came alive.
Mm.
And from that moment forward, I never had to study that verse. I never had to read it again. I knew it. I mean, it was sunk, ingrained so deep into my heart that I knew that that was truth. That was absolute truth. There was no turning back from that point on. And so the next day, Teen Challenge was coming into the jail, so I signed up to go and talk to Wendy. And first initial things, they're telling me that I wouldn't be able to go because of my record. And she believed in me and fought for me. And 8 months later, I was in Teen Challenge.
Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.